Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
The value of community enterprises is worth 1.8 billion euro to the Irish economy. That includes innovation hubs, not-for-profits and local enterprise centres. Community enterprises may not get the attention of the FDI sector, but its usefulness to less urbanised parts of the country can't be underrated. Siobhan Finn is the Chief Executive of the Community Enterprise Association. Good morning, Siobhan.
Good morning, Joe.
Remind us what the difference is between a community enterprise and a charity.
So community enterprise centres tend to be formed as CLGs, which is company limited by guarantee, and the focus is on driving profit back in community or community-related projects, whereas a charity has a much tighter legislative process when it comes to reporting to the charity's regulator. Now, that said, a number of our community enterprise centres operate as both CLGs and as charities.
Mm-hmm. Now, give us examples of the types of companies that could be considered community enterprises.
Oh, we have a vast range of companies that exist right around the country, accommodated through the community enterprise centres and innovation hubs. So everything from your small indigenous business, picture framing, decorative glass, right through to companies that began as that very small startup and scales significantly into either large corporates or indeed were acquired by multinationals.
All right. Do we know any of these companies that have made that leap?
I'm certain you do. So if you Complex Nutrition, they're a very large company based in Navan, County Meath. They started in the Navan Enterprise Centre in 1998 with a team of two, and they now employ well over 350 people right around Ireland. They produce nutritional food products, they're exported internationally to the likes of Europe, Asia, Africa and the USA. So that's one example. There's another company that springs to mind, Planet 21. They're based over in the West. They started in Platform 94, which was originally the Galway Technology Centre. And just this year were acquired by a Danish company, Consica, who specialise in cybersecurity and IT networking. All kinds of profiles, all types of companies right around the country.
And there's also a multiplier effect, i.e. you get a lot more out than you get back in.
100%. So if you
100% multiplier effect.
No. 100% in agreement with you, Joe. So if you look at the number of employees that are accommodated through tenant and client companies right around the country, it's estimated conservatively at about 18,000. So that's 18,000 individuals in communities and regions right around the country. You've got the wages expenditure of those 18,000, which is valued in the region of close to 200 million per year. But in addition to that, you have the non-wages expenditure. So not just what's spent by the community enterprise centres and innovation hubs, but also what's spent within the community.
Mm-hmm. And what do you want from the new government?
Oh, what would we like to see? We would like to see certainty around regular funding streams which support these community enterprise centres and innovation hubs. So what I suppose is really important to understand, Joe, is that the tenants and companies that are accommodated within these centres and hubs, they get lots of support through government, be it through the LEOs, through Enterprise Ireland, Skillnet Ireland and many other agencies and organisations supported by government. But the enterprise centres and innovation hubs themselves are continually, as a colleague of mine says, hunting and pecking for funding. So continually looking for funding streams to keep the lights on and the doors open. So there's a serious conversation that needs to be had around funding certainty into the future.
Siobhan, thank you very much for joining us. That's Siobhan Finn there, the Chief Executive of Community Enterprise Association. That's it for now. Don't forget you can hear all our items on the Newstalk app. Powered by Go Loud. Up next.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.